I think you picked up several injuries, didn't you, during your career? Did that hold you back?
Well, it did. I can remember the one against, the most devastating one really, was the one against British Police. Mm-hmm. I was really, you know, getting a lot of tries, just broken into the team, and it was going well. And I got the chance to Stuart Dix and Dave Crabbin, mm-hmm. retire and finish. And I was going into the changing room with the British Police, and Mike Burton was there, and he came up to me and said, "Willie, I've just heard you'll probably be playing against Devon a week Saturday." I was like, "Oh, I've got a chance of that, you know." And then that game, I had a couple of tries early on. It was just going very well for me. And I had a kick in earlier in the game. And I remember Rod Correa coming across and said, "Your ear's bleeding." And he pulled it, and it was nearly hanging off. So I was taken off for 20-odd stitches and didn't play for a few weeks. So whether I would have been picked or not, I don't know. But, you know, that was the nearest I got to, you know, to that. But yeah, so that was the that was disappointing, because I was on a run then, and then it was a job to get back, you know, into the team, because at Gloucester, if you lost your place, there was always somebody ready to jump in, and we had, you know, we had excellent wingers at the time, you know, and you know, you got the likes of Bob and Moggy, you know. It's hard to get your place.
That's who you were up against, so it was always difficult.
I got a lot of my games when Moggy was playing in the centre. And a couple of times when I was playing, you know, I thought I was playing reasonably well, England asked him to move out to the wing. And so I made way for him. Which, you know, to be fair, but, you know, I wasn't in the same class as Bob and Moggy. They're both excellent.
Gerry Herneman says about you.
Good pal of mine. This sounds ominous.
He says, poor old Paul Williams, my mate. He used to play either centre or wing.
Yes.
He used to get injured every game.
Gerry managed to kick me 5 games on the trot.
Yeah, I was coming to that. But it was us that did it, he used to say. Every ruck he'd get up. "You buggers," he'd say. "You stamped on me again."
Absolutely true. It was like a standing joke. "Oh, sorry, Willie, we're on one."
Yeah. So it was all true.
It was true.
But you were very unlucky with injuries.
Not really. I had a few no major injuries.
No.
That cut was a nasty one, and a few little cuts on the head. The worst one, obviously, university, a broken leg, that put you out for season. Yeah. And I struggled for the year afterwards, really, as well. Mm-hmm. You never, you know.
Yeah.
It's, but no, I was, I think I was niggly injuries, but just I was fairly fortunate, because as things are compared to nowadays.
Yeah. Through the your career, I've noted down there were several captains you played under. You've also already mentioned about John Watkins, but there are also Keith Richardson, Mike Burton, Bob Clues, Steve Mills, and Gordon Sargent. Any comments on?
I thought they were all excellent. I thought that the other day. Everybody I played under were excellent captains at Gloucester. Gloucester players had a way of sorting out, and we elected our own captain.
Yeah.
And as I told you the story, Mike Burton was an absolute character. You know, he had this. We remember going down to Cardiff on the one day, and we turned up on the coach with 2 kit bags, and he put one in the boot and brought the one on, and opened it up. And said, "Right, we've got Elva sandwiches. You all go eat an Elva sandwich so as we play well against Cardiff today." And he was just a character. And he got everybody playing around him. I was, obviously, unfortunately, I never played under Mike Nichols, but Mike was obviously coaching when I was down there. But everybody said he was a, you know, wonderful captain. He scared me to death. He's come as a coach. He's shouting and growling at us, and I tried to keep looking at my boots all the time. But
I think he had the same effect as captain. I think his team talks were something else.
Yeah, I didn't play much under Keith. Obviously, that was my first year, and I didn't play very much under Keith. But he was obviously an excellent coach and a good friend. You know, but yeah, they were all good. I knew Steve Mills very well because I shared a house with him. You know, I lodged with him for a few years, so I knew Steve very well. You know, and then Sarge came in and did a good job, and Bob, was, you know, a good friend, and you know, they were all excellent. But that was because at that stage Gloucester players elected the captains, and I think it made a difference, because you know, you got your captain as you want, and they all led by example. I think The biggest thing, I think John Watkins had a big influence down there, because John, as well as being great on the tour, he put this ethic of training in. Because he was such a good trainer, he made us all feel guilty. And we get down before the official training started, and John would always do the road run, which was going down up Escort Road and, you know, and around that, like 2.5 miles. And then we all go out and do the steps, which is every stanchion of the steps, you go up and down 5 times. I suppose it was work power training, but we didn't really know we were doing it at the time. And John brought that work ethic in. And you felt, if you didn't do it, you're going to get left behind. And nobody wanted to get left behind at Gloucester, because even though we were all amateur, it was all competition for places. So John was really the person that brought that real work ethic in.
Talking about, led by example. Talking about the captains, you were at the club during two really great seasons, weren't you?
Yeah.
One under John Watkins.
Yeah.
The 77-78
yeah.
Cup season, when they won the Daily Mail pennant. I think it was the first time that English club had won it for so many years.
Yeah.
And the cup game against Leicester was effectively, you know, a game for the champion club as well as a game for the cup. And then again in the incredible season under Steve Mills in 81-82.
That's right, yeah.
All those games played and only three lost.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a phenomenal season.
It was just the confidence was very high.
What was the spirit?
Confidence.
What was it like?
Just confidence. Confidence was oozing out. You know, it's the same in any sport. You get on a roll of wins and you just don't think you're going to be beaten.
Yeah.
You're always going to get the odd upset, you know. You know, the top football teams get the odd upset, you know. But you'd always felt, you know, it might be 5 or 10 minutes to go. You always thought you could get the game back, you know, or you just went out there and you tried to destroy teams early, you know. And yeah,
I suppose I was asking partly from a contrast and compare sort of point of view, you know.
I mean,
the one season under John Watkins, the style of rugby played was quite different from
the
style of rugby played in
82. Yeah, we were a lot more back play in the first one. We were very much forward orientated.
In the
mid 70s.
Yeah.
You know, our main scoring weapon was a little move that went round the blind side. We called Me to You off a scrum, you know, and a front peel round the line out. You know, that were our top scoring moves, you know.
Or a short penalty to Steve Boyle. You
know. Well, that's right. I won't tell you what that was called, but...
basically, you were scoring from short range.
Yeah, we were scoring from very short range.
Made,
you know,
the hard yards and the forwards.
And there again, you know, we had, you know, Peter Butler kicking goals.
Yeah.
So we forced people into giving penalties away, and Peter would kick them from, you know, he used to kick them just anywhere with a big heavy ball as well.
What amazes me now. You pick up one of the new balls and then you think of that thing that hit you in the ribs.
It was
on a wet day.
Yeah.
And you compare the two.
Yeah.
One was like a medicine ball and the other was like a beach ball by comparison.
Yeah, no, it was, you know, there isn't a comparison.
No.